What if the secret to professional fulfillment isn't found in venture capital pitches or corner offices, but in deliberately choosing what looks like failure on paper? Danny Schumann launched his marketing consultancy during the 2009 economic crisis with zero business training, no safety net, and what he cheerfully calls the worst business model in the world. His approach, meeting people for lunch and hoping they'd hire him, sounds absurd. Yet this terrible model has sustained him for over a decade while bringing the kind of freedom most corporate employees only dream about. Featured in Fast Company and championed by Seth Godin, his book speaks to a growing tribe of professionals who've discovered something revolutionary. Sometimes the worst plan makes the best life. Hundreds of thousands of professionals are quietly rewriting work's rules. These UDOTs, programmers who left Google, musicians who abandoned record labels, lawyers who fled prestigious firms, share one trait. They chose autonomy over security. What unites them isn't industry or income, but willingness to trade predictability for possibility. UDOT Keith Glantz captures it perfectly. I'm willing to sacrifice profit margin for happiness. This isn't naivete, it's calculated rebellion. When economic upheavals revealed traditional job security as illusion, many chose differently. Claire Liu, who created Know Your Company software fresh from college, calls UDOT's existence the purest form of problem solving, solving both client problems and the puzzle of sustainable independence. The path isn't smooth. Income fluctuates wildly. Some days bring exhilarating freedom. Others bring anxiety about the next project. What makes this work? Five flexible principles Schumann calls ways UDOTs win. Trust yourself, trust the world, share, obey, and enjoy life. These aren't rigid steps, but adaptable guidelines, transforming passion into livelihood without sacrificing soul. Doubt arrives uninvited during the entrepreneurial journey, moments when you feel untethered, wondering if success will ever materialize. During these dark hours, maintaining confidence in your unique value becomes essential. Start with pricing. Many UDOTs chronically undercharge, driven by insecurity or fear of rejection. Schumann's advice is refreshingly direct. Estimate what you think a project is worth, then double it. This isn't greed. It's recognizing your true value and creating space to deliver exceptional work without resentment or burnout. When things go wrong, take responsibility rather than casting blame. During a workshop crisis, when a client's boss unexpectedly appeared, wanting to cancel immediately, Schumann didn't become defensive. He asked what wasn't working, listened carefully, and revised the next day's agenda. Crisis averted, relationships strengthened. Reject negative self-narratives. Many UDOTs fall into self-pity traps, blaming others when proposals get rejected. This victim mentality becomes self-fulfilling prophecy. Instead, create positive narratives with promising beginnings and triumphant endings. When self-doubt creeps in, recall past successes rather than comparing yourself to others. That UDOT posting exotic client meetings on Instagram might be struggling to pay rent. You never know what others truly experience. The second principle requires believing the world wants you to succeed. Positive expectation creates positive results, and valuable contributions get rewarded. This mindset begins with generosity. Share knowledge about proposals, billing, legal matters, and financial tools freely. UDOT Jason Hull says, "I don't see the economy as a limited number of pies. I see myself as a baker. The more I can bake, the more people will get." Trusting the world also means recognizing when to let go. Many UDOTs waste energy chasing ghost prospects, potential clients who show initial interest but never commit. Pay attention to red flags, repeatedly pushed kickoff dates, shrinking budgets, mystery bosses who never review proposals. Trust your instincts about which projects to accept. During a slow period, Schumann accepted a project he knew wasn't right and eventually bombed during a crucial meeting. As Hollywood producer Robert Evans said, "Every success I've had has been for a different reason, and every failure for the same. I've said yes when I should have said no." Most importantly, trust that there's always something around the corner. The feast or famine cycle is real, but work always comes back if you maintain faith while continuing the effort. Solo entrepreneurs juggle countless roles without expertise in most. The solution isn't mastering everything, it's building a support network. Start by nurturing client relationships. Unlike Don Draper's contempt in Mad Men, successful UDOTs genuinely value their clients. Strong relationships drive repeat business. Schumann built his company on work from former agency clients who trusted his fledgling venture despite his admittedly terrible model of see what work people give me if I take them out to lunch enough. Years later, those same clients remain his core business. Consider strategic partnerships. Though initially fiercely independent, Schumann eventually collaborated on specific projects. The trade-offs, independence for capabilities, shared fees for shared responsibility, yield better products and future opportunities. Professional support extends beyond formal partnerships. Schumann has worked with an executive coach since starting Twist. Groups like Entrepreneurs Organization and Vistage provide crucial support, as do informal mastermind circles. Most importantly, recognize your weaknesses and find help. Tim Frick of Mighty Bites credits success to learning what I'm not good at and finding people who do it well. Schumann's former CFO prices his proposals 25 to 50% higher than he would, significantly boosting his income. Fear of failure and perfectionism often lead to inaction. The solution? Do something, even when it feels daunting. Rather than over-researching prospects, Schumann relies on active listening, leaning in, asking great questions, fully engaging. Without over-preparation, you enter unbiased and can truly hear what troubles and excites your prospect. Successful UDOTs develop systems to track information. After meetings, record who you met, when, where they work, and when to follow up. Use spreadsheets, Trello, or Salesforce, whatever works. Record immediately. As Judy Tyblum-Mishkin says, if you're not the kind of person who can create your own structure, then this UDOT life might not be for you. Identify and repeat what works. Schumann tiers projects into phases so clients see exactly what they're getting and addresses ROI to help them justify hiring him. Capture brilliant ideas immediately, during runs, showers, or drives, using phone apps, voice recording, or a bedside pad. Finally, never underestimate food's power in building relationships. Schumann sends kosher salamis to clients every Christmas and pays for anyone willing to meet for coffee or lunch. Why brave the universe's dangers if you don't get to bounce on the moon? UDOTs choose this path for control and freedom. They should squeeze every nanosecond of happiness from it. Make time for play and solitude. Get purposefully distracted. Walk the dog, play music, watch TV. Schumann loves planning vacations that may never happen, while Kate Kimmerly finds clarity by getting on a plane and going somewhere with a blank notepad. Powering down your brain makes you better at what you do. Growth comes from pushing beyond comfort zones. Surf relentlessly, network fearlessly, read endlessly. For Schumann, this meant countless hours at the Apple Store learning to create proposals. For web designer Keith Glantz, it's about not becoming a dinosaur by reading industry trends during early mornings and late nights. Embrace FONBO, fear of not being original. While society obsesses over FOMO, UDOTs are driven to create their own thing, their way. Dan Hogan calls this creative freedom wholly invigorating. The beauty of being a UDOT is having opportunities to do work you love that crackles with electric originality. Build a sustainable, authentic business reflecting your unique talents. Make enough money to not worry about money while maintaining freedom to do work that truly matters. In a world dominated by corporate giants and algorithm-driven careers, choosing passion over profit, autonomy over advancement, and purpose over prestige is profoundly revolutionary. Your chapter begins the moment you trust yourself enough to write it.